This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump departs today for Israel. He'll address the Israeli parliament. He's also going to meet with hostage families as the release of hostages draws closer. The president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, told the Tel Aviv rally Saturday,
"We're not going to celebrate tonight. We're going to celebrate on Monday when the phase one gets into conclusion."
And that's when the Israeli government has told families their hostage family members will begin to come back. Meanwhile, Gaza civil defense says more than 500,000 people have returned to Gaza since the ceasefire went into effect. It's day 12 of the U.S. government shutdown. More than 4,000 federal employees received layoff notices Friday, but some of the CDC were later told they had not been laid off, the CDC blaming a coding error. President Trump says he told Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to use all available funds to ensure members of the military are paid. And Hollywood is mourning Diane Keaton after her death at 79. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. Restoration projects in Iron County, Wisconsin have led to a 94% increase in juvenile brook trout and improved overall habitat health. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
As dwindling brook trout populations are a concern across Wisconsin, conservation efforts in Iron County are increasing viable habitats for the native species. Fish population spikes are being observed at Kari Creek and the Tyler Forks River after major culvert replacement and restoration projects. A fisheries biologist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Zach Lawson, says post-project monitoring shows a 94% increase in juvenile trout at Kari Creek.
We see a more even distribution of different size and age classes throughout the stream along the entire reach of Kari Creek, which is fantastic, just what we want to see.
Lawson says brook trout are important as a good indicator of high-quality water resources. Despite the fluctuating weather conditions of climate change, Iron County is predicted to be one area in Wisconsin where brook trout will still be able to thrive. Lawson says that's why projects like these are so crucial. Kari Creek, which serves as a nursery habitat for brook trout, had been diverted from its natural channel into a roadside ditch, causing erosion and flooding issues. Improving it meant replacing 9 culverts and an 800-foot stream restoration that cost more than $400,000 to complete. Heather Palmquist with the Iron County Land and Water Conservation Department says most of the funds came through the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Trout Stamp Fund. She says rural, underserved areas like Iron County, with a population of just 6,500, could not undertake these kinds of projects. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 3-1 last night to advance to the National League Championship Series. Things got started for the crew in the bottom of the first with William Contreras at the plate. Coverage on TBS.
And he pulls this one deep to left center, way back, and gone! The Brewers strike first in Game 5.
Solo home runs later from Andrew Vaughn and Bryce Turang. Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, awarded the win. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that Miz was gassed. I would have loved to keep him in. You know, we told him to empty the tank in that last inning. He was magnificent. He's had some bumps in the road here during his first year for him to come back again in this same series and pitch so well.
So the Brewers host the Dodgers here tomorrow night. First pitch 7:08 for game one of the National League Championship Series. In Milwaukee with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for today, a high in the low 70s and breezy. Mostly cloudy, still breezy tonight, occasional showers around, and a low in the mid-50s. On Monday, sunshine returns, a high in the upper 60s. Right now it's 53.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump administration confirmed in September it is sharing driver's license and Social Security information among federal and state agencies from a massive database of personal and voter data. A class action lawsuit by voters and pro-voter groups has been filed to stop it. Since May, 38 states have received requests to turn over voter registration and voting records, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. As of October 1st, the only state to have complied is Indiana. Eight states which refused to comply have now been sued by the Trump Department of Justice. The administration reportedly repurposed an existing U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services database for verifying immigration status called Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, or the SAVE system. NPR reported in September that the immigration status of 33 million voters had been checked using the database. The new lawsuit contends, quote, Congress passed the Privacy Act of 1974 specifically to prevent the government from creating formal or de facto national databanks or centralized federal information systems that would consolidate sensitive personal information of Americans stored at separate agencies, unquote. The voters and groups are asking the court for an injunction prohibiting the administration from using personal data not allowed by the Privacy Act. We've linked the complaint from AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm back with one of the most reasonable guys in politics, Tom Pulsiewicz. We dig into what the Pope has recently had to say about Donald Trump's anti-immigrant policies. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Eagle 1490 AM.
Well, back we are, the Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Thanks for being here. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide. civicmedia.us. And our new station in Milwaukee, WZTI. Welcome aboard, everybody. The year 1957, Gale Storm. My Little Margie, remember? Gail Storm was quite a singer, but people remember her as a comedian. Later on, she got into politics in her hometown. Kind of forgotten today, and I'm sorry to hear that. This was number 4 on Billboard, April 1957. Her last single on the charts, anyway. Something about endings. I don't like endings. The Music of the Stars, Gale Storm.
Splendor. Oh, tell me why,
dark moon.
is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because, I've lost my love?
Lost love, lost love.
Mortals have dreams of love's perfect scheme. Your splendor.
Oh, tell me why, oh, tell me why.
Dark moon,
dark moon.
What is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because, I've lost my love?
Jethro!
Yeah, homie!
Remember those two gals we used to date? We always used to take them out under a dark moon. Just couldn't face them in the light.
Yeah! And remember the one that went with me? You know, she weighed 250 pounds, had buck teeth, ruby red eyes, and big blue lips.
Yeah, and I got the ugly one.
And you remember, mine wanted to be a singer. She had part of a sweet voice, too, you see. She had part of a cross between Dinosaur, Gail Star, Rosemary Clooney, Giselle, and Patty Page.
Oh, you ain't nothing but a dog.
Why do you hide behind the causes? And because you sing the face of my love.
And let me play amongst the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, oh my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Stars, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all alone. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Hey, who do you think first sang that? No, it was Kay Ballard, 1952. And that's not the title. It's In Other Words. And by the way, that's Homer and Jethro. What am I saying by the way for? That is the way. But let's swing it now with Count Basie. Nobody does it better. Music of the Stars. Art Howard wrote that. Okay, we'll do Kay Ballard too.
ladies and gentlemen, here is a very delightfully amusing, at times a little daddy friend of mine, Kay Ballard. Kay?
Thank you very much. You know, teenagers have started something that we used to do. They've revived the handies. They're known as the hand jokes. And I think they reflect a great sense of humor, so I would like to do them for you now. They go something like this. Miss! The seat is already taken!
Conductor, would you mind opening the doors again?
All right, miss. You can call off your dog now.
Lady, would you please hang your umbrella somewhere else?
And here's Kay Ballard.
Stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
That's the first recording, 1952, the music of the stars. Kay was quite a musician, and she was with John Williams and the Boston Pops on flute. Here's Johnny.
My first guest tonight is a very unique young lady. She is just what she seems to be. She's rather shy. She's a very talented young actress who was in The Godfather. She's been in the Hair, Play It Again, Sam, and she sings. How would you describe her? Shy?
She's kind of a fae, I think. Mystic. She's very sweet.
Would you welcome Miss Diane Keaton? How are you tonight?
I'm all right. I'm hiding behind my bangs.
Yeah, that's...
I know. I mean, if you know, I'm really lucky. I can't see anything. And no one can see me, thank God.
You're going to start that again now?
No, I'm not.
Wear bangs, is it?
No.
To hide behind them?
Well, you know, a little. I think that psychologically, yes, I might.
Yeah, you didn't wear those... So. You had your hair in The Godfather. You wore... back, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did. That wasn't my idea, but, you know, I did.
It wasn't your idea?
No, not at all. I mean, I have a forehead that goes, you know, starts about there. I mean, it ends there or something like that. I don't know which. Do you know which? The forehead is back far. That's it.
High forehead.
You have a high forehead.
That's it. High forehead.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Starting off good, darling.
Yeah. What are you wearing tonight? Is this... It looks like kind of a suit.
Yeah, it is a suit. I'm just like you guys. I have a suit on, yeah.
Was it a man's suit that you had fixed? Or...
Oh, no, it's a female suit.
Uh-huh.
And I am female.
Oh, I know that. No, I was...
I know, not... sometimes, you know.
There's no question about that.
You promise?
Yeah.
You do?
And you're wearing those clogs again tonight.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Well, now that we know what I look like...
Please welcome the mother of the bride and one of my favorite actors and people, the great Diane Keaton.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. You're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
Well, I mean, do you want it? You don't have to do it.
I want to, but I hope I don't fall on my face, as I said. Oh, should I go over there?
Well, you're not going to fall on your face.
No, well, watch me do this. No,
you don't.
Okay, thank you.
This is Diane Keaton. It's going to sing.
Okay.
The stars are still on high, but they don't twinkle anymore. Why does it seem they've lost their gleam? Somehow the lovely flowers have no fragrance anymore. Where is their bloom, their sweet perfume? Darling, that just shows what your goodbye can do. Until you return, there's nothing I can do. Oh, there's a love in my life. It's just a void and empty space. When you are not in my embrace, oh, there's a lull in my life the moment that you go away. There is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning, everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning. pretend. I know it's you alone can end this ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the lull in my life. There's a
that they love you.
Screen They're legend nice, Diane though. Keaton has died. She was 79.
You know, the thing that's wonderful about movies is you do them and then they're done.
And you're done.
Goodbye. I can't imagine being on a series.
Well, you're
on a non-stop.
Your life has been a series, though.
A series of, yeah, strange choices. It's been an odd life. A privileged life.
I mean, I've tried writing and calling. Now, I want to reach Michael.
I auditioned for The Godfather, having never read it and knew nothing about it. And just was there, just standing there like every other woman. Well, no, worse, because I didn't know what the hell I was there for.
Here's Steve Martin, a song for Diane Keaton.
We learned today that actress Diane Keaton has died in California. She was 79 years old. Keaton's family made the announcement but did not specify a cause. As CBS's Ali Bauman reports, Keaton's self-deprecating grace, humor, and offbeat charm made her a Hollywood superstar.
Is it true?
Diane Keaton's first big movie role won over audiences in 1972, opposite Al Pacino in The Godfather, one of the greatest American films ever. Just 5 years later, she earned an Academy Award for her iconic performance in Woody Allen's Annie Hall, propelling her to Hollywood royalty. It was one of 8 films she worked on with Allen, and the pair dated briefly. She was also linked to some of Hollywood's biggest names, including Warren Beatty. Whether as the empathetic mother in Father of the Bride or a vengeful first wife,
don't put me on display.
Keaton charmed audiences.
Oh, there's a love in my life. It's just a void and empty space. When you are not in my embrace. Oh, there's a lull in my life. The moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking. The world stops turning. Everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning, burning. Matter how I may pretend. I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the love in my life.
News of Keaton's passing broke Sunday morning, sparking an outpouring of tributes from across the film industry. Among the first to react was her longtime friend and co-star, Al Pacino, who shared a brief but emotional message on Instagram. "Goodbye, Diane," Pacino wrote, alongside a black and white photo of the two taken during the filming of The Godfather Part II. The post quickly drew thousands of comments from fans and fellow actors, remembering their on-screen chemistry and decades-long friendship. Pacino and Keaton's connection began more than 50 years ago when they starred together in Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather, 1972. Keaton played Kay Adams, the moral center and eventual wife of Pacino's character, Michael Corleone. Their complex dynamic, both on screen and off, became legendary, with many describing their partnership as one of the great actor pairings in cinema history. In interviews over the years, Keaton often spoke fondly of Pacino, calling him maddening, brilliant, and utterly irreplaceable. Pacino, in turn, once described her as one of the truest souls I've ever known, praising her fearlessness and humor. Though their romantic relationship ended decades ago, the two remained close friends throughout their lives.
Music of the Star, that's at 78. Vocal quartet The Modern Heirs in an early role. They recorded briefly with George Hall, That's what you heard after a little bit with Charlie Barnett. And right before, Paul Whiteman, and most famously, Glenn Miller. Lull of My Life, and George Hall. That's from Hollywood. Okay, let's see the music of the... Oh, here's something I wanted to do a while ago. This is Nat Cole and Billy May in the orchestra.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover has gone. Of dawn, there is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover, when your lover, when your lover has gone.
Nat with Billy May. Here's Billy solo. The music of the star. We'll be right back. Billy May and the Orchestra, hard swinging there with Columbus Day today.
I live in Italy, the sky is sunny. Tonight's a place, tonight's a place. And if you think the way I talk is funny, shut up your face, shut up your face. America to me is not so foreign, it's just the same, she's just the same. Of course, you haven't no got Sophia Loren, don't be ashamed, please don't be ashamed. Bella, Bella, that's a means of cute. Vespa, Vespa, that's a motor scoot. And if you in a nicer mood for some nice Italian food, veal with cheese on is a veal of Parmesan. The opera house in Rome is called La Scala. It's very strange, it's very strange. 10,000 lira makes a half a dollar. You get us some change, you get us some change. In Venice, if you do a lot of driving, then don't forget, please don't forget. Before you drive, go study scuba diving. The streets is a wet, the streets is a wet. Vino, Vino, that's a glass of wine. You drink a yous and I'll a drink of mine. Vittorio De Sica makes a picture twice a week. Soup with macaroni is a call a minestrone. I wrote to Anna Maria Alberghetti. She sings a high, a very high. I typed a letter on my Olivetti. I don't know why, I took a try. Dean Martin, he's a nice Italian fella, a friend of Frank's, a friend of Frank's. If you give them a piece of mozzarella, they tell you thanks, a thousand thanks. Dolce, Dolce, Dolce means a sweet. Grapes is a thing to you, stamp a with your feet. The Tower of Pisa, she's a lean, a necky is a sewing machine. Eat us some lasagna, but it don't get any on ya.
Love is just around the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and it couldn't be for longer when you keep me on the corner just waiting for you. Venus de Milo, she was noted for her charm. But strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus. And what's more, you got the arms in. Let's go cuddle in the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you.
Like an angel walks.
What else does she do?
And she talk.
Like a what?
Like an angel talk.
And what about her hair?
And her hair,
sunny boy,
has a kind of curl. To my mind,
she's some kind of girl.
She's my kind of girl.
She is wise.
Like how wise?
Like an angel's wise. With eyes. Like an angel's eyes.
She smiles.
And the smile. Like a kind of pearl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl.
Face just knocks me off her feet. Pretty little feet. She's really
enough to eat.
Oh, she looks, looks like an angel looks.
She cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind's in a kind of whirl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. Love is funny or it's sad. It's quiet or it's mad. It's a good thing or it's bad. But beautiful, beautiful.
Where are we going?
To take a chance, take a little walk. When you fall, you fall.
Wow.
And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is cheerful or it's gay. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful. And I'm thinking that if she were mine, I'd never let her go. And that would be but beauty
says both.
And
I'm
so
you. Al, this for the way you look on me. Oh, it's for the only one I see.
Me is very, 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 very extraordinary.
E is even more than anyone that you adore can.
Love is all that I can give. Just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't you break it. Love was made for you and me. My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold.
Gotta listen, the door's locked.
Okay.
The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree.
I'm gonna hold it down and somebody's sleeping back there.
Fighting vainly the old ennui. And I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne.
Alcohol doesn't thrill me at all.
Alcohol doesn't thrill you?
Tell me why should
I? Don't believe a word of that.
And I get a kick out of you.
Some like the perfume from Spain.
I study with you.
I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, why it would bore me to rip.
Thickly too.
Yeah. And I get a kick out of you.
It's a long one, isn't it?
I get a kick.
When?
Every time I see you standing there before, I get a kick, though it's clear to see that you obviously, you do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane. Some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Botticelli is very old, is very old. He's a pain, a lady with a naked belly. She caught a cold, she caught a cold.
I know a man who wrote a song, Volare. He got a cash, a lot of cash. He took the cash and bought a new Ferrari. He made a crash, his fender smash. Gina, Gina, Lola Brigida. I love her, but que sera, sera. And if you see Anna Magnani with Marcello Mastroianni, ask if you could borrow some spaghetti marinara. Columbus was a nice Italian fella. He had no boats, he needed some boats. So he's fool around with Queen Isabella. She had a three boats, she gave him the boats. The queen, she said, Columbus, poochie woochie, if you should land in some new land, please name it for America's Vespucci, 'cause he's a nice Italian man. Nina Pinta and the Saint Marie, 1492, they sailed the sea. They found the land and it was grand. And then Columbus, he's proclaimed, I call this land America, a nice Italian name.
That's the one, America's a nice Italian name.
Hey! Why should any heart be filled with sadness? We should be gay. Oh my, the world shall all be filled with gladness in every way. A song can make most anybody happy, so let us sing. My song is full of life and good and snappy, it's got the swing. Join the chorus, now's the time to start. Do your little part, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Oh, how can anybody keep from dancing when songs they play? And how can anybody keep from prancing? We should be gay. I claim the way to loosen up your feelings is sing and shout. I'm thrilled, all melodies are so appealing, I dance about. Join the chorus, now's the time to start. Sing the chorus with a happy heart. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
All right, let's stand by for news. The music of the stars continue. And by the way, we got more for Columbus Day right after the news. That's today and tomorrow. The one holiday that there's two of. The music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani. Welcome WZTI, the Civic Media Radio Network at 107.3 Milwaukee. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Ba-dum, da-da, the music of the stars, yeah.
Ma fiamma verte
Good morning, Hayward. WBZH. And La Crosse. WLCX. And Madison. WMDX. Be right back.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the plan is in place for the return of hostages. Spokeswoman Shash Bedrosian says
the release of our hostages will begin early Monday morning. We are expecting all 20 of our living hostages to be released together at one time to the Red Cross.
And from there, they'll be sent to three different hospitals. The bodies of deceased hostages will be taken for identification. Israel will release prisoners once they've confirmed that all hostages were returned. Officials in Gaza say more than 500,000 people have returned since the ceasefire took effect. President Trump travels to Israel today. He'll meet with hostage families and address the Israeli parliament on Monday. It's day 12 of the government shutdown. The president Saturday instructed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to use all available funds to make sure military members are paid this week, and there's a state of emergency in New Jersey ahead of a major storm today. This is ABC News.